I want to take just a moment, if I may, and as district superintendent, and not just fill-in preacher today, to take a moment to say a word of gratitude for each and every one of you, for all that you do in ministry, but also to Renee, Eva, Dan, and the choir, and all of you, every one of you, for the work that you do. May God bless you. Thank you all. Can we give thanks for the work of these folks? Let us pray. Loving God, as we now come to this time of again just listening for your word to speak to us, God, may our hearts, our minds, our ears be quietened from everything else in order to listen and hear what you may have for us to hear. Find us, Lord, in this moment right where we are. May your word challenge us. May it also encourage us. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. It's a scary thing to be called by God. I'll say that again. It's a scary thing to be called by God. And it can be scary for many reasons. One, God rarely calls us to stay where we are. One might describe a calling as being or going on a journey with God. Wherever it is God has in mind. It's always like that. It's where God has taken me. Not where I necessarily want to go. God also calls us away most time or sometime from comfort. From those comfort areas in our lives. God sometimes calls us away from certainty. And away from those things that are familiar to us. God calls us beyond what we can see and into what it is God can see. To be honest with you, I usually like knowing where I am headed. And I'm sure you do too. The other evening, at my work as a DS, I was out and about trying to find a closed church that I had not been to yet. And I asked my assistant for directions, and she simply gave me an address. But what she didn't give me is what the whole place was going to look like and how far off the main road it was going to be. And when I finally got to civilization and called Melody, Melody said, I had you on Life 360. How many of you have Life 360? I can't go to Walmart without a phone call. Now, why you're at Walmart? But she said to me, I had you on Life 360. And it showed you all the way down and somewhere in Clay going around in circles. Well, I said, I don't know if I was in Clay or not, but I was going around in circles. I felt like the children of Israel. And I really didn't know if I was going to be here this morning because I had no idea where I was at. But I like to know where I'm headed. And I like a detailed map, if I can have a detailed map. I like for there to be pictures on that map so I can at least see something that looks familiar. We would be very comfortable if we had a guarantee of success. Whenever we take that first step with God, or really anything, wouldn't we? It doesn't matter what you do. When you start something new, we'd like to know, hey, ahead of time, is this going to work? If it's not going to, we'll just call it right now, right? But the truth is, again, whenever we begin anything, we're stepping out in faith. We don't know how the story is going to end. We don't even know how the story is going to play out on the way. In Genesis, We meet for the very first time in our scripture, Abram, who will go on to be known as Abraham. And in this passage, God calls Abram. This is not exactly the first time in scriptures, and that's only the 12th chapter in, where God has called someone, but the calls have somewhat been different. He called Adam, really. And if you remember what he told Adam, the first commandment in all of scripture, be fruitful and multiply. That was what God called Adam to do. And then there was Noah. And God called Noah to build the ark. And you know the story. But here in this passage, for the first time, God says simply, go. Go. Leave your country. Leave your kindred. Leave your culture. Leave life as you have always known it. And go to the place that I will show you. God doesn't give Abram an address. There is no Life 360 at that time. God doesn't tell Abram how long it's going to take. God doesn't tell of whatever the challenges are going to be along the way. Nor does God give instructions to Abram as to how to deal with any challenges that Abram's going to have to face. God simply says, Abram, go. It's a scary thing to be called by God. And it would really have to be scary when you're 75 years old like Abram. That's when you're thinking of stability, of settling down, of getting comfortable. It's not when you think about starting over. And God did not say anything to Abram at that time about having kids. He left that part out for a while, for about another 25 years. Can you imagine the night Abram brought the pregnancy test home to Sarah and said, Sarah, God told me to pick this thing up on the way home. And we're told that Sarah laughed. In fact, she about busted a gut laughing. I would too. Melody cried. Melody cried when we were going to settle down. In fact, we were at the point where we thought we had our kids raised, and we discussed getting a motorcycle. Now, God, in God's infinite wisdom, said, no way. That guy will kill himself. And so we got a baby instead. I was at 41. I can't imagine hitting 100. By the way, Isaac means laughter. God had the last laugh. Yet God says to Abram, go. Leave the country. There are times when God still, I believe, calls upon us to go. That doesn't always mean that God calls us to pack everything up and move away. Let's read the Baptist preacher. God doesn't always call us to drastic measures. Sometimes that calling to go, again, may not be what we think of when we think of a calling. But the journey that God calls us on, you and I, all of us, is a forward journey. The calling of God in our lives, all of our lives, is a forward journey. And an old friend one time said, in a Christian life, it's not like a car where they're forward, reverse, and neutral. There is no neutral. There is no neutral. We may be going backwards, but God's goal is that we go forward. And folks, there are also times in our life when God calls us, whether we like it or not, to go into new directions. God called folks in Scripture to go into new territories, places they had never been before. God calls us at times to enter into new ministries. God calls us to look for new ways in which we might serve God. God sometimes calls us into new seasons of life. Sometimes God calls us to move beyond the ways in which we've always done things. They worked once upon a time, but they may not always work. We've got to remember that God is God who makes all things new. God is a God of new things all throughout Scripture. God is creator. Yes, God created, and I love the creation story, but God is never past tense. They say that again. God is never past tense. God who was, is, and always will be. God is Alpha and Omega. God is the beginning and the ending. God is eternal. God, therefore, is creator. God never stops creating. When God declared everything good, God may have rested on the seventh day, but the Bible is full of moments which God continues to act. And thank God, God still creates in our lives today. God in our churches is still creative, and God is still moving us somewhere. I know every time God calls us into a new direction, there is fear. There is fear. There are all the what ifs. What if this? What if that? Fear is a natural response to uncertainty. But courage is trusting God enough to move forward anyway, to keep going. Abram had no idea what the future held whatsoever. Yet Abram trusted God. He trusted the one who already had the future in the palm of his hand. God, wherever God is taking us, God is already there, folks. And we discover in this very passage this morning that wherever God calls us, God promises. I remember my calling years ago now. I was 21 years old, and you may not believe it by now. My boys would never believe it. I wouldn't talk to you back then. By nature, I am an introvert, and I was truly that back then. And one night I got up in front of people and I somehow got it out to them that I felt God called me to preach. They were stunned. Not because God called me, because I actually thought I was called to preach. You got to talk first. But what did they do? Well, all right, let's see. They put a Bible in my hand and told me the pulpit was open Sunday morning. And so I go to this little country church up a hollow in Long Run, Missouri. It is a place. And it's a little one-room church, except they have a Sunday school room up at the corner. And I get there early, because my intent is to pray until God changes God's mind or whatever. And I go in there and I pray like Jesus must have prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. I'm sure there was blood coming out, all that, because I am praying, God, are you sure? Because it's about to happen. And I knew what was going to happen. Everybody and their brother and sister who heard that I was called to preach, they were going to skip their church service, and they were going to be there to hear it. I walked out in this little country church, and folks, I'm not making this. There were 90 people in that little church. But before I got out there, and I finally gave in, and I stood up and turned around. It was a children's Sunday school room. I turned around and looked right into a poster that had the words, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." That had been there the entire time. And there have been times when I've had to take God back to that moment and say, "God, you promised. Where there is a calling, there is a promise." God says to Abram, "I will make you a great nation. I will make your name great so that you will be a blessing." God says, "I will." It's not up to Abram how the story ends up. Abram just has to go. Our calling depends upon God's faithfulness, not on our abilities. Whatever your calling is, and when I speak of calling, I am not necessarily talking about a call to preach or a call to teach. A calling is whatever it is God has called you here to do to make the world a better place. It's God's gift within you. It's not up to Abraham. It's up to God. Our calling depends upon God's faithfulness, not our ability. God is the initiator of our call. God is the one who says, "You." Our calling is ultimately all about God. And may I remind you, in Scripture we discover that God calls ordinary people. There was Moses who had doubted his ability. When the bishop asked me to be district superintendent, I looked her in the eye and asked her, "What is it about me that makes you think?" And she saw something I never saw. Gideon, the Barney Fife of the Bible, was in hiding, and he nervously comes out when God said, "Come on, you big guy, you get out there. You didn't do it." That's Gideon. God called him. God calls fishermen. God calls tax collectors. God calls people like all of us. The story of salvation. The story of salvation is not about extraordinary people accomplishing extraordinary things, but about an extraordinary God whom we serve today, who works through ordinary people who say yes. Who say yes to God. "Yes, God, I'm trusting you for this. I have no idea what we're doing, what it's going to look like when it's all said and done. I don't even know if it will turn out the way I would want it to turn out. But I'm saying yes." Our calling's not about us. It's about God calling us. And it's also about others. Our calling is ultimately about others. God said, "Abram, you'll be blessed so that you'll be a blessing." God's blessings don't stop with us, but they run through us. They run through us. God blesses us to bless others. God gives us grace so that grace that we received may be extended. Folks, our salvation is not just so we can go to heaven when we die. That's not the intent of it. Thankfully, God has a place for us. Thankfully, we're going to be with God in all eternity. That's a glorious thought when you think about it. But there is a journey in between. God blesses us. God saves us. God redeems us and puts us on a journey and blesses us for others. God forgives us so we can forgive. God loves us so that we may in turn love. You think about it. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he did what? He gave. God's love caused God to do what? Act. God's love caused God to act, to send God's Son. God's calling on your life, whatever that calling may be, is about you and about me participating in God's mission of healing, God's mission of reconciliation, justice, mercy, and hope. Yet, it's still a scary thing to be called by God. But that call comes with a promise. One that I have had to go back to that little Sunday school room many times. And you may have had to go back to your places where you received that word of promise that God gave you. Because there is still work for all of us to do. There is new opportunity coming. And with God, all things are new. May we be excited about what God is doing. I have discovered that when you go on any trip, the destination is one thing. But the excitement along the way of what is coming is more. And folks, may we be excited about what God is still yet to do. But are we willing to say yes to God on our part? Amen.